the Krishna in Mathura, from there they travel from that Mathura to Om Dwarka. That's at the tip of the country. Dwarka is westernmost point considered in India. And from there, now Kundinpur. To kidnap Rukmini, he will be going to Kundinpur, which is in central India. Lot of time to Kundinpur, he don't know where is birthplace of Rukmini. So now, we have ISKCON in Mathura, Vrindavan. We have ISKCON in Dwarka. And we also have ISKCON at Kundinpur. We have 5 acres of land and right in part of that land, part of the capital of Bhishmak, King Bhishmak. And we are welcome to go to all these places. Kundinpur also. Bhagavan Shrutam Ichami Krishnasya Amita Tejasaha. Bhagavan, this is Raju Vacha, King Parikshit, addressing Shukadeva Goswami. This is Bhagavan, because he is full of knowledge. Shukadeva Goswami says, addressed as Bhagavan. Shrotum Ichami, I would like to hear Krishnasya Amita Tejasaha. Krishna's promise, Amit, unlimited power. What did he do with this power? Yatha Magadha Shalvadin Jitva Kanyam Upahara. When he went to Kundinpur, the capital of Bhishmak, Raja King Bhishmak, and defeated Shalva, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Jarasan, single-handedly. Balaram was there together. So I would like to hear from that promise, exhibition of yours. Power and that pastime. How he accomplished that? King Parikshit is very, very eager to hear. He's not less eager to hear. He had been hearing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and just because this is Dwarka Leela, there's no stepmotherly treatment, as some parties try to do so. As when they come to Dwarka Leela, then they want to treat that look differently. But this party, this team of Shukadeva Goswami and King Parikshit, they do not do so. Nowhere we find less enthusiasm about hearing Dwarka Leela, Dwarka pastimes of Rukmini Dwarka Adhisha Ki. Brahman Krishna Katha Punya Madhvi Loka Amalapaha Kona Mutrapetra Shambhanaha Shrutagyo Nitya Nutanaha. First he said Bhagavan, this is Brahman, this is address to Shukadeva Goswami. Krishna Katha Punya. Krishna Katha is, hearing Krishna Katha is most pious activity, punya. Punya Shravana Kirtana Rudyantas Tohi Abhadrani. We have heard that before. The very first canto. Again here. Punya Katha. And Madhvi also, very sweet. Amala Abaha. Whatever is Amal, any dirt inside the heart, anywhere sticking to the consciousness, it will be eradicated. Kono trapeka shranvanaha shrutagyo nityanutanaha. And as one hears, we would like to hear more. Of course, it could also be out of sight, out of mind. We don't know a lot of time what we are missing. We don't hear, we don't care. Life goes on. But those who hear about Krishna, they would like to hear more, they are never satisfied. And nityanutanaha. Nityanutanaha. Krishna's pastimes are ever fresh. Not that I have heard it before. You hear it again. And you find also some deeper insight, deeper meanings. So it's ever fresh. Leela, I would like to hear. This is a special appeal of King Parikshit. Because he's very eager to hear. And Sukadeva Goswami also. He's also very eager to speak. I don't know whether you are eager to hear or not. Yes or no?
Yes!
It makes a difference. When you are hungry. Sri Shuka Uvacha. When we have Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, we kind of recite one verse and we spend 1 hour or so. Here we have 1.5 chapter to go through. Then you get the, you know, one katha. We'll be running, rushing, touching, going, smiling, moving on. Be with us. I may not be looking at you all the time. Now you're looking at me. So. Popular mantra, right? Om Namo Bhagavate. Mahaprasade Govinda. Jump to popular mantras. But I know you are enthusiastic. So Raja Asit, there was a king. That story starts like this, right? There was a king. There was a queen, I guess. So Raja Asit, Bhishma ko naam. There was a king, his name was Bhishma. Vidarbhadhipati Irmahan. He was a king. Vidarbha. And central India is even to this day known as Vidarbha. You may not see that name there. But yeah, the central India even to this day is called Vidarbha. It's mentioned here 5,000 years ago. So King Bhishma was a king. Tasya pancha bhavan putraha kanyaika cha vara anana. This King Bhishma, he had 5 sons and a beautiful daughter. Nothing much said about those 5 sons, but as soon as the mention of the daughter, immediately some adjectives have been used. Varanana. Anana, face, vara, the best, beautiful, most beautiful face. Daughter he had, and then Rukmi Agraja. The eldest son was Rukmi. Rukma Ratha, Rukma Bahu, Rukma Kesha, Rukma Mali. These are the other 4 brothers, total 5 brothers. And then Rukminesham Svasasati. Says Rukmini has been mentioned. Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out special feature of what she was known for, this Rukmini. So upasratya mukundasya guna virya guna sriya. She would always hear mukundasya, about mukunda. Mukunda's rupa virya guna sriya. 4 of the 6 total opulences, 4 mentioned here. the form of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, beauty of the Lord, and other renunciation of the Lord, the fame of the Lord. And as he had his opportunity to hear about Krishna, well, how would this happen? Devotees coming from Dwarka to Kundinpur and talking about Krishna in Kundinpur. Then they would hear, see Rukmini, have first-hand experience of her dealings, her activities, her form. They would return to Dwarka and then no radio stations or anything. This was a means of communication. Same as Narad Muni coming, this Muni coming, and Rishi coming, going. Vanaprastha is going from place to place. Graha agatayin, mentioned here. Graha agatayin, those who would come to her griha, that is a palace, not a small house, not ordinary home, but a big palace of her father, they would come. And by hearing those pastimes, qualities, activities of the Lord, mene sadrasham patim, if I ever have husband, that's him. I will have Krishna as my husband. She had made up her mind just by hearing about Krishna. Tam buddhi lakshanau audarya rupashila gunashrayam krishnasya sadrashim bharyam samudvodum manodade. Now we do not take note of this as subtle deeds were mentioned. Even before the Brahmin has not gone to Dwarka, please come and kidnap me. And that's not when Krishna decided to marry her or kidnap her or thought of her. He had been also thinking of Rukmini, sadrashim bharyam. But Rukmini says, sadrasham patim. Oh, pati like Krishna. I will have a husband like Krishna. And Krishna also, Dwarkadish also has made up his mind. Sadrashim bharyam. A wife like Rukmini. So he also had been hearing about Rukmini in Dwarka. Tam buddhi. Very intelligent lady. Oh, they're very intelligent. Daughter of King Bhishma, audarya, very charitable, rupa shila gunashrayam. Her rupa, her beauty, her character, her qualities. Krishna had been hearing in Dwarka and he had made up his mind. Bandhuna vichatam datam krishnaya bhaganim nripa. So this was a desire of Rukmini to marry Krishna. Everyone was ready. Bandhuna ichatam datum krishnaya bhaginim. These four brothers were ready. Four brothers were ready to marry Rukmini to Sri Krishna. But except one, Krishna Dvid Rukmi, the envious. Rukmi was envious of Krishna. He thought, Chaityam Amanyaka. Oh, that king of Chedi, Dhamakosh, his son Shishupal would be the appropriate husband for my sister. What a choice. Vaidarbhi durmana bhrasham. So, he's the eldest of the five sons. He's adamant and whatnot. Knowing that the proposal of her brother, she was greatly distressed and thinking and thinking. Vichintya aptam vijam. She was thinking, what could be done? What could I do? Oh, how could I, how Krishna as my husband, how could I avoid this other proposal? So as she was thinking, she thought of one word, vijam. Oh, that Brahmin, I will send him. Vijam kasvit Krishnaya prahinodrutam. And immediately, he dispatched one Brahman who is described here, Apta, very reliable Brahman. A reliable Brahman was sent. Dvarakam sas samabhetya pratiharai praveshitaha. And quickly, the man described how he managed to go to Dwarka. But quickly he has gone from Kundinpur to Dwarka. Is now in Dwarka, apashyat, and he is seeing in front of him, he has kind of also entered the palace of Dwarkadish, and that Dwarkadish is described, adhyam purusham asinam, that adipurush, adhyam purusham asinam, that adipurush Sri Krishna seated Kanchana Asane, he's sitting on the asana, which is made up of gold. Kanchana Asane. Now as Brahman saw Krishna seated on the throne, Krishna also saw the Brahman. Drishtva Brahmanya Devastam Avaruja Nija Asana. Seeing the Brahman at his door, delighted as he was, Dwarkadishi got up from his asan, nija asanat avaruhya. He went forward, received Brahman, and bringing him back to his asan, made him sit on his own kanchana asane. And Lord personally, he worshipped. Upaveshyarya yanchakre yathatmanam vivokasaha. As demigods worship him, Sri Krishna, in the same manner, same fashion, with same devotion, using the same articles, similar articles, Lord Krishna worshipped their Brahmin. Tam bhuktamantam vishrantam upagamya satam gati. After feeding him and after he had some rest, paninami nashant. Lord, the massaging feet of that Brahman, gently massaging. He has come long way, all the way from Kundinpur, traveling, and he begins talking with the Brahman. Dvijasreshtha, you are best of the Brahmanas. And well, if you meet a businessman, you ask, how is your business? So, naturally, meeting a Brahman. So, how are the studies of the Shastras? Patanam, Patanam, Adhyana, Dhyapanam. It's not here, but six different activities the Brahman is engaged in. So, how are they? All the activities are going on, your Brahminical activities. Santushtamanaha, are you satisfied in the mind? Like that, many inquiries are there. And in the country where you are residing, in that kingdom, are all the citizens happy? Kashidva kushalam brahman rajato yashtahi praja. And Lord Krishna says, the kingdom. So come, Vasati Praja, the citizens are happily residing. Palyamanaha, and they are well protected. Oh, that king and that kingdom is very dear to me. Sabe Priyaha. Are all the citizens in America happy? Are they all well protected? If yes, then Lord is very pleased with Mr. Bush. If yes. Otherwise, Bush.
The
say, Shrutva Guna Bhuvana Sundara. Oh Lord, you are Bhuvana Sundara. Oh, you are Sundara, you are so beautiful. Bhuvana Sundara. There's no one as beautiful as you are. Shrutvata, I have been hearing from so many sources. And all that I have heard, Karna Vivarayi, all those talks have entered. Karna Vivarayi, and not just the old, but it has reached my heart. Harato Angatapam. As a result, I'm cool-headed, Angatapam, the fever has gone down. Tavakathamritam taptajivanam. Gopis also say, our life is tapta jivanam, on fire. Samsara dava nalalina loka ranaya karunya dhana manatvam tapasya kalyana gunana vasya vande guru sri charana vindam. Just enough to get up. First thing we say, samsara davana, samsara, this world is samsara, davana, davana, forest fire. This world is on fire. Gopis also say the same thing. Tavakatham hitam tapta jivanam. For our life, jivan, which is tapta, is on fire. Only remedy is tavakatham hitam. Your katha is the only remedy to extinguish the fire of our life, in our lives. The Rukmini is, say Rukmini, Radha is in Vrindavan, that Radha's role in Dwarka is that of Rukmini. She expands. She is Rukmini. She's also other queens. And further expansion and stuff. Radharani is a pleasure for them. She don't say anything. Your form, Rupam Drisham. The perfection of the eyesight is to see you. Otherwise, what good are the eyes? Oh Lord, make me blind. Oh Lord, make me blind. As sent from Maharashtra, Tukara Maharaj. Oh Lord, make me blind. Papa Jivasana Nakoda Udura Yahudi Andhara. It's better to be blind than seeing the sin of this world, sinful scenes. Oh Lord, better make me blind. Rupam Drasham, the perfection of eyesight is to see you. Tvayi Achyuta Vishati, and now my mind is entering you. As I'm hearing, my mind is entering you. Adyaiva me vishakumanasa rajahamsaha. As King Kurukshetra also praying, my dear Lord, let my mind enter. Your lotus feet, my mind swan, my mind enter. Lotus like feet, Vayi Achyuta Vishati Chittam Patrapam Me. I am shamelessly, I am trying to avoid this. You are a young man, I haven't seen you. I come from a very cultured background, but my mind, I can't keep my mind away from you. It just enters your lotus feet, enters your life in the form. Kapa Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa Vidya Mayodra Vinadhama Abhiratma Kulyam. Hello, my dear Lord, your character, your form, your age, your wealth, no one could, it's matchless. It cannot be compared with anyone else, only with yourself. There's only one like you, with the best character, best quality, best form, best as well. And I am Dhidhapati Mulavati. And that's he's making a general statement. So, by knowing you, could there be any young woman Kanya Kale of a marriageable age? She's also coming from a Mulavati, culture, family. How could she not select you? Narasimha, you are lion amongst the men. You are Narasimha. Manohiramam. You give pleasure to the mind. So don't blame me if I'm making this. I'm not saying so. Krishna can read in between the lines. And may, therefore, Bhavan Khalu Rataha Patinamuga. I have chosen you, Vrata. I have taken vow, Pati Vrata. Or Brahman is vow. Ek Pati Vrata. They have taken vow. Ek Pati, one wife. And the wife takes breath also. Wife's breath vow is this particular, is my husband for this life. So Rukmini says, I have already chosen you. Vratah pati. So please accept me. And make sure Ma Vidabhagam Mahimarshatu. And make sure I'm not touched by that jackal Shishupal. Ambujaksha. Ambuja, oh Lord. Your eyes are Ambuja. Blooming lotus like eyes you have. Oh, he says, well, I have been performing different pious activities, undergoing austerities, with Prabhuru. I have worshipped, served Brahmanas and spiritual masters. I have done all this. Arahito yadi gada braja. And so if I'm qualified, if you are satisfied with all that I have done, all these performances, religious performances, Aitya, please come. And by coming, Panim Pranatu me. Please accept me.